Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The man accused of killing a young Ukrainian woman in Charlotte faces new charges.
The Justice Department has now charged DeCarlos Brown Jr. with the fatal stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee, 23-year-old Irina Zarutska, last month as she sat on a train in Charlotte. North Carolina prosecutors have charged him with first-degree murder. The United States Attorney for the Western District of North Carolina, Russ Ferguson, now has announced that Brown now also faces a federal charge of causing death on a mass transportation system.
The charge we are bringing is in Title 18, which is the criminal code. It's Section 1992A7, which is the law that Congress passed really for this situation. It is an act of violence on a mass transportation system.
Ferguson says that people should feel safe on public transit and hinted that more federal action may be in the works.
We built a city that people want to live in, but we can lose that all if we allow violent crime like this to go on in our streets. And I'm here to tell you, the federal government is going to save our city from that.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And a South Korean charter plane left for the U.S. today to bring back workers detained in an immigration raid in the state of Georgia. A total of 475 workers were rounded up during an immigration raid in a Hyundai battery factory last week. More than 300 of them were South Koreans. The European Commission president says she'll seek sanctions and a partial trade suspension against Israel over the war in Gaza. This comes after an Israeli attack yesterday hit Hamas headquarters in Doha, Qatar. The strike targeted Hamas leaders as they considered a U.S. proposal for a Gaza Strip ceasefire. The Palestinian militant group says five lower-level members were killed. And Poland says Russian drones violated Poland's airspace during an attack on Ukraine earlier today. Polish and NATO forces shot the drones down.
Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has written on social media that last night the Polish airspace was violated by a large number of Russian drones in an act of aggression, he says, as Russia launched aerial attacks on Ukraine. Poland's defense minister has written on X that more than 10 objects crossed into Polish airspace, and those that constituted a risk to Poland's security were neutralized. He's thanked NATO Air Command and the Royal Netherlands Air and Space Force for supporting the action with F-35 fighter jets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Apple's iPhone 17 lineup is here. Some analysts speculated there would be a price increase on the iPhones due to President Trump's tariffs. But for the most part, Apple is sticking with the same price tags.
Apple has revealed a new ultra-thin iPhone 17 Air while it faces supply chain pressures and a showdown against Samsung. Apple will charge $1,100 for the iPhone 17 Pro. That's a $100 increase from previous versions of that model. The iPhone Air will start at $1,000. Analyst Francisco Geronimo with the International Data Corporation says the additional fees on iPhones coming into the U.S. increases the pressure on Apple to raise prices.
In a world of tariffs, in a world of disruption of supply chain, being able to offer more specs, better design at the same price points, that's extremely attractive for end users.
Meanwhile, President of Technalysis Research Bob O'Donnell says Samsung may already be ahead of the curve when it comes to innovation.
You know, all in all, I think this will keep both of the companies on their toes, keep them pushing forward, and, you know, we'll see kind of innovation start to go back and forth.
All four models will be in stores September 19th. I'm Haya Panjwani.
In sports, basketball's biggest modern icon is using his pen to increase the sport's reach in China.
I feel confident because I'm the best player in the world.
LeBron James has used basketball diplomacy to connect fans in the U.S. and China. The NBA star wrote an op-ed in Chinese state media emphasizing basketball as a, quote, bridge. This follows his first visit to China since 2019. The op-ed appeared in Monday's People's Daily newspaper. The Hong Kong-based South China Morning Post newspaper noted it's rare for China's state media to carry the bylines of foreign sports stars. James was in China ahead of NBA preseason games in Macau next month. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
A federal court has ruled Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook can remain in her position while she fights President Trump's efforts to oust her. Last month, Trump said he was firing Cook over allegations raised by one of his appointees that she committed mortgage fraud. Cook's lawyers have argued her firing was unlawful because presidents can only remove Fed governors for cause. That's typically meant inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance while in office. The allegations involve Cook's purchase of two properties in 2021 before she joined the Fed. Trump's repeatedly criticized the traditionally independent Fed and Chair Jerome Powell for being too slow to lower interest rates.
Tell you this, I was very unhappy about it.
President Trump Tuesday night reacting to Israel's targeting of Hamas leaders with a strike in Qatar.
Very unhappy about every aspect, and we got to get the hostages back. But I was very unhappy about the way that went down.
The U.S. was given advance notice, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says
Israel acted wholly independently, and we take full responsibility for this action.
Hamas says its top leaders survived the attack, but five lower-level members were killed. They were reportedly meeting to discuss the latest U.S. ceasefire proposal. Qatar has been serving as a mediator, but Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani says,
when it comes to the current talks, I don't think there is something valid right now while after we're seeing such an attack happening like this.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s latest Make America Healthy Again report calls for more scrutiny of vaccines and autism. The 20-page report promises to put an end to childhood diseases. Kennedy wants to prioritize investigations of vaccine injuries.
We are recasting the entire program so that vaccine injuries will be reported. They will be studied. And that individuals who suffer them will not be denied or marginalized.
A bipartisan group of senators have raised alarm over Kennedy's vaccine policies at the CDC, which has recently been thrown into chaos when Kennedy abruptly fired his hand-picked director and other top leaders walked off the job. The report also includes investigating prescription drugs and the cause of autism. Those who have spent decades researching autism have found no single cause. Kennedy has promised a massive research effort. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Supreme Court is granting an unusually quick hearing on whether President Donald Trump has the power under federal law to impose sweeping tariffs. The justices have agreed to hear the case in November, which is lightning fast for the Supreme Court. The small businesses and states that challenged the tariffs have also agreed to the speedy timetable. They sued, saying that Trump illegally used emergency powers to set import taxes on nearly every country in the world, which they say is driving their businesses to bankruptcy. Two lower courts found that most of the tariffs were illegally imposed, although a 7-4 appeals court has left them in place for now. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Republicans are using the fatal stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee in Charlotte to blame Democrats for a crime in blue cities. The suspect had a history of mental illness, arrests, and erratic behavior before he stabbed the woman on a commuter train.
A madman, a lunatic.
Whom President Trump says should have been kept off the streets. The attack's the latest flashpoint in a debate over whether Charlotte and other cities are doing enough to address violent crime, as the president weighs sending the National Guard to Democrat-run cities like Chicago and Baltimore. They've resisted, which baffles House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Yield, man. Let the troops come into your city.
But number three House Democrat Pete Aguilar says the president's list of cities is telling. There's not a GOP-led one.
He's not talking about crime in Cincinnati or Toledo.
And data show violent crime has fallen nationwide. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Alex Jones is asking the Supreme Court to hear his appeal of a $1.4 billion judgment against him. A Connecticut jury and judge issued the judgment against the InfoWars host for Jones calling the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting a hoax. The shooting killed 20 first graders and 6 educators. Jones is arguing the judge was wrong to find him liable for defamation and infliction of emotional distress without holding a trial on the merits of allegations by relatives of victims of the shooting. Judge Barbara Bellis cited what she called Jones's repeated failure to abide by court rulings and to turn over certain evidence to Sandy Hook families. She issued a rare default ruling against Jones and his company. That meant that she found him liable without a trial on the facts. I'm Mike Hempen.
California Governor Gavin Newsom targeted President Trump in his State of the State address. The Democrat did not deliver a speech. He sent state lawmakers a letter saying President Trump has a relentless, unhinged obsession with California. The letter criticized the president and his policies for bringing chaos and disruption to the state. The president sent in the National Guard and Marines to Los Angeles after his hardline immigration strategy set off protests. Newsom is seen as a potential presidential candidate in 2028. California Republicans, like Assemblyman James Gallagher, say Newsom is prioritizing building his national profile instead of working on issues in California.
Stop the insults. Stop refusing to show up and actually do the work of being a governor. Otherwise, get out.
Gallagher also criticized Newsom's push to counter Republicans in Texas with a new House congressional map to help California Democrats win more seats and potentially gain control of the House ahead of the 2026 midterms. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Michigan judge tossed a case against 15 accused fake electors for President Donald Trump in 2020. The group of people were accused of attempting to falsely certify that President Trump was the winner of the 2020 election in the battleground state. Electors are a part of the Electoral College that officially elects the president. The ruling by District Court Judge Kristen Simmons is a major blow to prosecutors, as similar cases in four other states have been hit with setbacks. Simmons said there was insufficient evidence to prove the fake electors had intent.
This is not an election interference case, and there's many things that could cause a pause in the electoral process, and it doesn't mean that it's criminal.
Each member of the group, which included a few high-profile members of the Republican Party in Michigan, faced 8 charges of forgery and conspiracy to commit election forgery. The top felony charges carried a maximum penalty of 14 years in prison. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks rose to more all-time highs on Wall Street. The S&P 500 climbed 0.3% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 196 points. It's about 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.4%. United Health Group helped lead the market. The big health insurer jumped almost 9% after saying it would stand by its profit forecast for the year. Stocks have been climbing on hopes that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates for the first time this year at its next meeting in a week. Yet another report showing weakness in the job market helped convince investors that cuts are on the way. Seth Soutell, New York.
New data show the American jobs market was much weaker last year and early this year than originally reported. The Labor Department says employers added 911,000 fewer jobs from April 2024 through March than first reported. The preliminary numbers are known as benchmark revisions, with final numbers coming out early next year. Last year, the revision showed 818,000 fewer jobs between April 2023 and March 2024. Then-candidate Donald Trump said the numbers had been rigged to help Democrats win the 2024 election. He did not, though, explain why the government would release the revised numbers 2.5 months before the election. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Aaron Judge moved into sole possession of fifth place on the Yankees' all-time home runs list with a first-inning solo shot against the Tigers for his 359th homer to break a tie with Hall of Fame catcher Yogi Berra.
He's the definition of a true Yankee, so anytime you're on a list with a guy like that, it's pretty remarkable.
Kyle Schwarber launched a 3-run blast for his career-high 50th homer in the Phillies' 9-3 rout of the Mets.
I've made a promise to them boys, it won't happen again.
Jalen Carter of the Philadelphia Eagles has been fined $57,222 after spitting on Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, an AP source says. The incident took place in the opening moments of last Thursday's NFL season opener in Philadelphia. Carter was ejected from the game.
I got nothing to say about it, you know. I'm just trying to make sure the team's straight.
The defending Super Bowl champion Eagles went on to win the game 24-20 after unveiling their second championship banner in a pregame ceremony. The 24-year-old and one-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle was selected number 9 overall in the 2023 NFL Draft. The 49ers placed All-Pro tight end George Kittle on injured reserve due to his hamstring injury. And NBA, the Bulls signed guard Josh Giddey to a new contract reportedly worth $100 million over four seasons. Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Wander Franco has been detained by police and admitted to a mental health clinic in the Dominican Republic. Authorities said on Tuesday his family requested the move, and it's not linked to any legal issues. Earlier this year, Franco was found guilty of sexually abusing a minor and received a two-year suspended sentence. Last weekend, he reported $16,000 stolen from a resort, but his attorney later claimed the money was found. Franco disagreed, insisting it had been stolen. His future in Major League Baseball remains uncertain. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
France's interior minister says there's been nearly 200 arrests just in the first hours of the planned day of nationwide demonstrations. Although falling short of its self-declared intention to block everything, the protest movement that started online over the summer has caused widespread hotspots of disruption, defying an exceptional deployment of 80,000 police who've been breaking up barricades and swiftly making arrests. Interior Minister Bruno Retailleau says a bus was set on fire in the western city of Rouen and that damage to a power line has blocked trains on a line to the southwest. He alleges the protesters are attempting to create a climate of insurrection. Ukraine's president and a regional official say a lethal glide bomb has struck a village in eastern Ukraine as pensions are being distributed to older people. Volodymyr Zelensky says in a post on Telegram that the bomb hit the village of Yarova in the Donetsk region. He called the attack frankly brutal. He's urging the international community to make Russia pay economically for its invasion through additional sanctions. Glide bombs are retrofitted Soviet weapons that have laid waste to eastern Ukraine for months. Some of them now weigh 3,000 pounds, which is six times bigger than when they were first used in battle in 2022. Ethiopia has inaugurated Africa's largest hydroelectric dam to produce more than 5,000 megawatts for communities and boost the electric vehicle industry in a country that's banned the importation of gasoline-powered vehicles. As the waters flowed from the Grand Renaissance Dam reservoir into the turbines, Ethiopians watched Tuesday's ceremony on large screens across Addis Ababa. While neighboring countries such as Kenya and South Sudan are seeking to import power from Ethiopia, the dam construction beginning in 2011 has raised concerns from neighboring Egypt and Sudan over the potential reduction of water levels downstream. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.